This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website. We think it's up and operating sometimes, periodically, after the debacle that has been going on with providers. Absolutely. Anyway, a21r.com or agenda21radio.news. There's a whole bunch of new stuff up there. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Everybody's excited about newcaliforniastate.com. More and more people, of course, finding out about what is really the answer for this nation's cures, and that's to create a new state called New California. We welcome your listenership, and we welcome all the things that you all do for us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And you know, there's just been so many really wonderful things happening that we are just excited, especially about New California. Okay, so the election is kind of settling down, right, except for Broward County, Florida, which is now we're finding out there's other lawsuits pending. Apparently there's a House race that's teetering in Florida, because guess what? Provisional ballots show up. Oh, I'm shocked. I'm so shocked about the provisional ballot thing. We're starting to find this out in a lot of races. And quite frankly, unfortunately, a lot of these people don't have the money to sue the various counties and organizations that are foisting the fraud upon you. The system is completely fraudulent in California, I might add. It's not a clean system. It's been modified, sterilized, if you will, and corrupted by those that are into the corruption business, such as, you know, Jerry Brown, the governor out here. I'm just saying. Anyway, so election fraud taking place in, and just obviously in, Florida. Now, it's kind of interesting in this Scott. In this Scott race down there, that just out of the clear blue, at the end of the day, more and more ballots start to show up. And again, they're counting hundreds of thousands of ballots now. They've been hearing about their machines have been breaking down because they're overheated. They've been given an extension to, you know, be able to complete everything. Tomorrow is the deadline, and they say that, you know, the Wonder Woman down there who's dressed in a Superwoman outfit. I'm just being facetious. She's got the hair for it, though. Anyway, she's seems to be having everything under control. So by tomorrow, it's all going to end. I think what she's going to do is she's going to end it tomorrow, regardless of how many ballots are still hanging out there. Because, you know, she can only get along. Now that the scrutiny is here and lawsuits have been filed, and you actually have the governor who's in the race, probably going to be a real governor because he has to act like a governor. He's kind of conflicted there. Candidate, governor, candidate, what do you do? I mean, my first responsibility, if I was him and I was right, my first responsibility would be to man up and be the governor. But, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. That's the way you'd have to approach it. I mean, obviously, quite frankly, there's a lot of voter fraud going on here. It's not the first time this has happened down there. It's a répétez, s'il vous plaît type of thing. And here in California, it's all kind of new, and everybody just says, oh, we're Californians. We just go along, get along, right? As totalitarians just take control of the state in every part of your life, right? As we're seeing demonstrated all throughout California. We have another fire that's developed now. Oh, a fourth big fire in the San Bernardino area. And lo and behold, yeah, the forest floor is just covered with excessive litter because the Jerry Brown administration and so many eco-wackos have decided to get rid of the forest industry and other things, and also defund those programs, by the way. The California Department of Forestry is, and other organizations, other government entities have been defunded as far as, you know, clearing away excessive slash and duff and all the other things that build up in the chaparral ground. It should naturally be burned off by controlled burns and clearing and things like that. Well, you know, and establishing defensible space for your houses and homes and around houses. Of course, nobody wants houses in the, as far as these people are concerned. Keep in mind, you've got the Jerry Brown government. You've got the California government that is into rewilding and depopulating rural areas. It's the rewilding program. I tell this, and people need to get a grip. You've got people who get up every morning, put on their shoes, brush their teeth, walk out of the house. Well, they put on the clothes, too, before they walk out of the house. That's a bad visual, I know. They get in their car. They go to Starbucks. They get a cup of coffee. Starbucks, you owe me on that one, that plug. They go to work. And where do they go to work? They go to the California Department of Fish and Game. And guess what they work on? Rewilding. The Corridors Project. What is that doing? It's a program designed to get people off their property in rural California and create habitat for animals, flora and fauna. And create corridors, because we know that human habitation has to exist some places in the state. But we can create corridors that can link certain plots of land in which we have, well, we have animals and plants who can live in majestic harmony. And so you can go from one habitat to another by way of a corridor. No humans can go there. Your wild wolves can get in there. Sure, just let the wild wolves in. Bring in panthers, that'll be the, you know, and grizzly bears. There you go. Just to come, this is what they do. They get paid money to get you off the land and to come up with all kind of conniving ways to do it. This is how they get their paycheck. To get you off your land. Steal your property, of course. Absolutely. The government's always into stealing your property. Why not? You don't need it anyway, right? And your water. Shocking. Your water, too? Yeah, that's why they're metering everybody. Listen, that's your property. They can't do that. It's unconstitutional. No one's challenging him, though. People need to, well, see, this is the part, this is why what makes New California so appealing. We're not going to do that crap. We're not going to be totalitarians. In fact, we're polar opposite of the totalitarianism that's going on here. And by the way, if you think it's in California only, and because Californians moved to your state, and because you're being Californicated, that's what you think. Guess again, it's coming regardless of who moves into your state. Because it's the controlling world globalist elite behind the scheme. It's coming to you everywhere. We're just the prototypical state for this. We have all the ingredients, the fruits and nuts, as you know. Absolutely wacko people. Monstrosities of human beings, such as Jerry Brown. He's a wrecking ball in humanity. Look what he's done with these fires. And only a megalomaniac would come up with the scheme of disaster capitalism and then implement it, like we've seen it so efficiently implemented here in California. And, of course, the proof of that implementation of these schemes is, well, losing paradise.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Be able to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah. And remember to hit that donate button. Money is good. No money, bad. just remember that. We've got bills, and we got to pay them. That's just, but we're also making a new state for you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. We can go on for the 18 million people that are projected to be in New California. All rural living people. Oh, by the way, let me take this one on for you. Okay, here we go. Now, this is interesting. Sorry, I've got to get equipment situated. You know, some days are more funner than others. And in the studio, the antics going on here. First, you know, we're late on the air. Why is that? Because new technology. And I am technologically challenged in the pinch. There's no question about it. Anyway, so we got that straightened out. Next, well, you know, the volumes aren't right. This isn't right. This is, and I'm like going, wait a minute. I left it like yesterday. All we did was just turn the switch on. It's amazing when you just turn the switch on what happens. I'll never forget the time when we were doing a high school assembly. 3,000 screaming students to be in the gymnasium at 9:30 in the morning. And this was a big thing. This was a major production going on here. Major thing, major statement we were making. Major. And so we were sitting there, and we did all this stuff. We did all the technology things. We did everything. We did the computers. We had it all going on. And, you know, we could not get it all to work. And we tried, and we tried, and we tried, and we tried. With the kids, we had adults. We had techies working on this. We're borrowing people from a TV crew, actually. Can you help us? We couldn't solve the problem. Finally, at 3 a.m., I called it. I said, we're out of here. I said, I don't care what happens in the morning. I just need sleep, so we leave. Of course, the worrywart that I am, I'm back at, you know, 6:30 in the morning. Because I'm thinking, you know, 3,000 screaming students at me. So, what do? I walk over. I said, this has got to work. I flick the switch, and it all comes on. You know, just hours before, we were flicking that switch, and nothing was happening. But now, I don't know, it's a miracle. So we just flicked the switch. Now everything's functional for Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so now they want to get you off the land, folks. That's really what it is, especially if you're in rural America. They want you off, just like rural California. They've been doing it as an experiment. Now listen, California, the entire state, is, you know, it's beautiful from stem to stern. You know, if you like desert or love desert, well, now we have polluted desert all over the place, unfortunately. Pristine Mojave Desert. See, this is the environmental wacko in me coming out, because it has been ruined by the progressives. You got windmills all over the place, killing all the raptors, and then you got, it's everywhere, windmill litter. You know, we've got windmills duffing it up the place. You know, we should slash and burn it. That's what the term is, slash and burn, but it's a forest term. We should be cutting down those big timbers, if you will. Getting rid of those blades, those props that are just tearing up the the Raptors and really not generating much. They're really not contributing too much. I don't know if you know this or not, but we had Chris Street on. We did a whole thing, a whole show on this about how from the magnets with the rare earth elements and the need for those to all the way to the turning props killing up the Raptors. I interviewed a guy who goes out and collects the Raptors down there in the Bay Area, Pinole and all that area, who collects the dead Raptors on the ground. That was his job for a major electric corporation, I might add. Hundreds of them. Hundreds. You know, there's more Raptors than you realize out there, and they get chopped up by the props. And then the energy coefficient, you got to remember something. Those things sit way off and they generate electricity. There's a loss of electricity by the time it gets to the head end, your end. And what is it, like 10%? It's stupid. These things are stupid. And plus, they just look gross on the. You know, I'm an avowed environmental wacko. And I can tell you, I look at those things on the mountainsides and it just makes me sick. Now, the Mojave Desert. Beautiful, pristine desert being all torn up by what? Solar panels. Solar panels that don't work. Miles and miles and miles of desert just gobbled up, torn up, ripped up, and raped. Over the last 10 years by these environmental wackos like Jerry Brown. That's the reality of this little thing. And then what they do is they burn you out. Now listen, you thought you were comfortable in your nice little neck of the woods, right? But in California, they've been doing this by pushing us off the land here for a long time. It's been something that's been happening for a long time. And, of course, the BLM, all this, it's all designed the same way. But, you know, how does it happen in a state like California? Well, California is the prototype for the rest of the nation because we have everything in California in one state that you have in all 50 states, basically. And that's a fact. You got oceans, you got ports, you got beach, you got desert, you got, you know, the Middle America, which is a Central Valley. Our Central Valley was settled by, guess what? By the Okies. People from the Midwest who set up farms. No disparity to the Okies, but that's what they used to call them. Salinas Valley. Farms are still owned by the same families that settled in here. You know, the grapes of wrath business, all that stuff. We are the nation, California. We represent everybody from all states. Of course, now we're representing South America and Central America, right? The invasion at the border happening right now as we speak. Don't worry, I'm going to get into that. But what has it brought? How has it gotten at this point where they're trying to push us deliberately off the land? Which is, of course, we know what is happening here. We know where this is happening. Well, how is this happening to us, and why? Well, it's real simple. It's a court decision. Helped to prompt it. A court decision in 1964 called Reynolds versus Sims. And it was a decision that deliberately destroyed representation in the states. Yeah, representative government. You see, each one of our states no longer has a Republican form of government, essentially. Yeah, there's no representative government in your state. If you follow Reynolds versus Sims, your state's complied to that court order from 1964, and all of your senators, all of a sudden, they don't represent a county or the territory. They represent a population of people. That's what we have. That's what we have. Reynolds versus Sims. The court decided that states don't have to follow the federal model of having. See, all of our states have 50 states, and they have every state has two senators, regardless of population. Well, there's a reason for that, because they don't represent just populations of people. They represent other things in the state, but they also provide a counterbalance to the House of Representatives, the House of Representatives, or in your particular state, you might have a House of Representatives, or you might have an assembly. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. you don't have a Republican form of government in your state. And now they don't want to have that either in the federal government. They're floating the trial balloon to eliminate Republicanism, which is guaranteed by the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. It may or may not be working in the area that you're at. May or may not be. But then again, it could be. Clear your cookies. Clear your cookies. It's like clear the deck. First of all, before we get started, I'm not diminishing what's going on up here in just, 20 miles away from me in the whole Butte County situation, the disaster that's there. One of the, it is the nation's largest wildfire disaster of all time, and it's going to get worse. But we do want to give you these phone numbers. We're going to be covering this. Don't worry, it's going to be in the second hour. But we're waiting. Quite frankly, we're going to put it out there in the first hour, but we had to switch hours because we're waiting for some more information and some other confirmations before we spout everything off that we have. But these are the missing persons numbers again. I'm going to put these out there. Remember, this is coming from the sheriff's office, Butte County, Corey Honey, 530-538-6570. 530-538-7544, 530-538-7671. For anybody's missing persons, you can call that number. If you are a missing person or nobody's, you know, you need to check in with someone or you're checking on a missing person. Night before last, they had 1,514 calls requesting welfare checks. And they had solved 231 of the cases, and sadly, now that number, which was at 42, is now gone up to 48, and there's some other things we're going to talk about. I just want to be clear on the facts before we get into it. But I want to get back to this whole thing about clearing you off the land, because I think this is relatively important, especially in light of the fire. So we're building something here. You need to understand there is a real philosophy that people are following. it's summarized in United Nations Agenda 21. That's really kind of the seminal document for all these sort of things. You had a whole bunch of other things going. Of course, it's all the globalists that are at play here. Literally, play to them is death, dying, and destruction. But this is really what it is. It's very fiendish, actually. And got a lot of moving parts to it, and you got a lot of contributors, and you got a lot of people going, "Oh, I'm so sorry," but they're really sarcastically profiting off of your misery, such as what we're seeing at the border, where you have slavery going on, open slavery. It's open slavery is what this is. It's just slavery of another sort. All these people coming across the caravans. We'll talk about that. But there are some real nexus things that have prompted this. One of the nexus items that has prompted this whole notion of getting you off the land is a totalitarian move to destroy representative government in the United States of America. You see, the founding fathers understood that in order to really make a more perfect union, one, that the citizens had to be enabled with their own divine right. Their own God-given rights. They have, we as citizens in the United States of America, which makes us so unique, have God-given rights. God has given us our rights. We're born with them as Americans. And that's what the founding fathers wanted to emphasize more than anything else. God has given us the rights that we possess. God had, not Maxine Waters, God forbid, right? Not Maxine Waters, not Nancy Pelosi. None of these folks. Even Donald Trump can't give you the rights, but God has given you certain unalienable rights. So get over it. You know, El Salvadorians, Hondurans, Mexicans, they don't have God-given rights. The founding fathers did not impugn upon them the God-given rights that you and I have as American citizens. And that's very unique because they were godly people. Hello. I know, and everybody says, it's not a Christian document. Really? Who wrote the document? Oh, white men, so therefore it's a racist document. That is so far from the truth. It's laughable. But that's the narrative that the left, because they want to destroy us, they want to destroy every aspect of our country, they come up with the narratives. They had to have something to stop the Declaration of Independence. Now, one of the things that they wanted to do to stop the Declaration of Independence is deny you one of the rights that's guaranteed in the Constitution that you possess it. And the instruction manual says that the government will do certain things. Our government, in which we control our government, we the people, the government will do. And it's contained in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. It tells you what they have to do. Any sworn person has to do the following. And this is real simple. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states that we are guaranteed a Republican form of government. Republican form of government. Everybody has that God-given right in America. Think about that. A Republican form of government. Then the next thing is to be free from invasion. That's number two. This is the guarantee clause. Now, I'm saying this, it's like repetition, reinforcement. You know, used to be a teacher. Of course, this is what you, still am, I guess. But this is what you do. The guarantee clause, third element, is this. Freedom from domestic violence. That's what the federal government has to guarantee to us. That God-given right, that Article 4, Section 4 is God-given to us. Now, when you talk about a Republican form of government, it doesn't say a democracy. So all you, listen, the word democracy means dictatorship. There's a D in front of democracy for a reason. It goes along with a dictatorship. If you have a group of people that are just doing nothing but voting, well, wait a minute. What about the people that are the end results of your voting or the objects, everything else? What about it? Is there any kind of control over it? Is there any kind of, you know, control over the democracy? No, it's a mob. It's a dictatorship. When you have everybody of the same mindset, everybody voting the same way, everybody doing following the vote, guess what? You got a dictatorship. And in a pure democracy, in a democracy, that's what you get. There is no mention of the word democracy, Democrat, at all in the Constitution or in the Declaration of Independence or in the Bill of Rights. It's not there. They don't use it because it doesn't apply. But there is Republican in Republicanism in Republic because it means to be represented. And to be represented, you have to be well, counterbalance. Our system of government is a system in which you have power sharing, not power grabbing. Power sharing versus power grabbing. In a Republican form of government, which is guaranteed to us, you have power sharing. So that's why you, when you have a bill that's ultimately signed, it goes through the House and the Senate, to the executive. Now, it could go to the Senate, could be proposed by the House or President or the executive to the Senate, but the bill has to go through both the houses of Congress. It has to be voted on by those houses. And then, you know, reconciled if they agree, and then presented to the President. Now, why in the heck are they doing something like that? Well, because there's different things going on in the Senate versus the House of Representatives. And in the Senate, senators are concerned, yes, with people, but they're also concerned with the territory they serve and all those things. Because, you know, when you are in a country, you do have assets, physical assets, resources, and people. That's why you have senators, too, in each state.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
So welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking in the second hour about what's going on up here in Butte County. So hang on. We flipped the script, so we're still communicating with people between the scenes here about some of the stuff that's going on. We're getting some very interesting stories about what is happening and what has been happening in the whole fire story. We now have a fourth fire that's raging out of control in the San Bernardino area. We're going to try and bring you up to date on that one. So we've got Simi Valley, we've got Thousand Oaks, we've got, of course, Butte County, naturally, and now we've got San Bernardino. So four of them raging at capital, disaster capitalism really being honed in right now. Yeah, and there's still about 1,100 people unaccounted for in Butte County. At least those are the numbers we're coming up with. Some people are saying lower. Some people are saying higher. I think I'm on the high end, but I think I'm pretty close to being where we're probably at. And I'll explain that in a second hour. Anyway, but we're talking right now about how come they're getting you off your property and stealing your land and your water and your resources because they want to and because they can't and because they're bullies and thugs and punks. That's why. And we're here to stop them. So anyway, we're talking about what happens when you have a Senate. When you have a House of Representatives, well, you have a Republican form of government. Now, a Republican form of government means representation. So all things considered in the country is what it comes down to. You've got a body, a legislative body. You've got an executive branch, and you've got a judicial. There's supposed to be three co-equal branches of government. At least that's the idea, right? Some people would argue it's unconstitutional, this, that, and the other. But this is basically our lot. And fundamentally, what the Founding Fathers wanted, they wanted a Republican form of government. And what you had representation, because they saw, they knew, they understood that the city-state notion, in which you have all just representatives, and they're going to do a Democratic vote. I mean, you want to vote, right? Well, what if we all just vote to hang the guy? You've heard that story. A whole bunch of people round up the horse thief. They round them up. And they all look at each other and they say, hey, let's vote on this. did this guy steal your horses? Let's vote. How many of you say he did? Raise your hand. Everybody raises their hand. So they run off and they hang the guy. Slap the horse on the rear end. There he goes, just drifting in the wind. You can see it now, right? Wait a minute. They find out a month later, oops, wrong guy. The wrong guy. They hung the wrong guy. Or I like the other one. There's three animals in the barnyard. You're going to take a vote on what to eat for dinner. The vote is 2-1. Two wolves vote yes, and the lamb votes no. Now, there you go. That's a democracy, right? You get my drift. So when you take a look at it, what are you going to be doing? Drifting in the wind? You want to be that person drifting in the wind, or that sheep, that goat, whatever, and the wolves are looking at you? Do you want to be that? No. That's why we have a representative government, basically. Because, you know, there's other interests than besides what the mob says. When you have the two wolves, that's a mob. Wait a minute, there's another guy out there who's got interest. Like, what about me, the sheep? I want to live. Life interest. What about the guy drifting away? He wants to live. And you find out the guy's not guilty. So you got to have some controls over what the mob is thinking and what the impulses of the mob are right now. You see, the House of Representatives and the assemblies of states and so on, they were set up to basically be the mob rule. Well, not the mob rule, but the mob. And get expressions from the people immediately. And then turned over to another body, the thoughts, before there's any action, before there's any hanging. Well, let's turn it over to the Senate. And the Senate is what's called a deliberative body. They think about things. They ponder things. They navel gaze. That's their job. Might not like it, but, you know, Mumbles, that's Mitch McConnell. Mumbles knows that. He actually does know that. And, of course, he was trying to create or recreate a Congress that got completely away from, well, being deliberative. Because don't you remember Obama talking about to the Senate, hurry up, take a vote, hurry up, take a vote. He said that, he used to say that repeatedly. Hurry up, take a vote, hurry up, call your senator, hurry up, take a vote. And that's not the way the Senate's supposed to be. It's supposed to be deliberative. Right? Well, it's maybe that guy really didn't. They should be asking questions. Well, the mob says on the one hand, let's hang him high. He's on a horse, it's that horse. It's the wrong horse, but it's that horse. Let's hang him high. And the Senate's going, wait a minute. Let's think about this. Is this really, let's gather more facts. Let's have more hearings. Let's get more information. And then let's come together and say, well, you know, what do you think? Well, maybe he didn't do it. More evidence shows up from but this is the way bills are done. This is the way our legislative cycle is supposed to be. Now, here's the problem. That's why you have senators that represent the values, all the other things in the states. Each state has equal rights with every other state, regardless of population. That's the notion of the Senate. And in the federal model, that applies to states. Now, Reynolds versus Sims did away with that. It did away with the federal model at the state level. And now, guess what? And how's that working for California, getting people off the land? How is that working for California? Well, it's not working well. It really isn't working well. And what we have is a situation in California. In California, where people are being stripped of their rights because all of our senators have been turned into assembly members, basically, representing people, not territory. When you've got a sitting senator in California who represents 8 counties, that is not the federal model. But that's Reynolds versus Sims. Reynolds versus Sims in 1964 said states should not be following the federal model, basically. And senators need to be representing populations, not areas, not resources of the state. No need for that. Now, and of course, look what that's done to California. All the population centers get all the votes, right? They get all the representation. And the rural areas get nothing. And now we've got this being floated around. You see, New California breaks that mold, and we'll talk about that. But now we have the Real America versus Senate America. This is the idea that's being floated by Paul Krugman, a known Marxist opinion columnist for the New York Times. Says everyone is delivering, this is an article he wrote, postmortems on Tuesday's election. So, for what it's worth, here's mine. Despite some bitter disappointments and lost ground in the Senate, Democrats won a huge victory. You know, they didn't. They broke the Republican monopoly on federal power. Federal power. And that's a very big deal for an administration that has engaged in blatant corruption and abuse of power in the belief that its impenetrable red wall would always protect it from accountability. Shocking. They think he's speaking of accountability for the Democrats, right? They also made major gains at the state level, which will be a big impact on future elections. But given this overall success, how do we explain those Senate losses? Many people have pointed out that this year's Senate map was unusually bad for Democrats, consisting disproportionately of states Donald Trump won in 2016. But there was actually a deeper problem, one that will pose long-term problems, not just for Democrats, but for the legitimacy of our whole political system. Shocking. I'm just being a drama queen there. For economic and demographic trends have interacted with political change to make the Senate deeply, here we go, unrepresentative of American reality. How is America changing? Immigration and our growing racial and cultural diversity are only part of the story. We're also witnessing a transformation in the geography of our economy. As dynamic industries increasingly gravitate to big metropolitan areas where there are already large numbers of highly educated workers. It's not an accident that Amazon is planning to go blah, blah, blah. But we are increasingly a nation of urbanites and suburbanites. Almost 60% of us live in metropolitan areas with more than a million, more than 70% in areas with more than 500,000 residents. Shocked, aren't you? Since conservative politicians may extol the virtues of rural America or of rural areas and small towns, but the real America in which we live, while it contains small towns, is mostly metropolitan. But here's the thing. The Senate, which gives each state the same number of seats regardless of population, which gives fewer than 600,000 people in Wyoming the same representation as 40 million in California, drastically outweighs those rural areas and underweights the places where most Americans live. You see where he's going with this? I find it helpful to contrast the real America, the place we actually live, with what I think of as Senate America, the hypothetical nation implied by a single average across states, which is what the Senate, in effect, represents. As I said, real America is mainly metropolitan, and Senate America is still largely rural. Real America is racially and culturally diverse. Senate America is still virtually white. No racism in Paul Krugman's little story. Real America includes large numbers of highly educated adults. Senate America, which underweights the dynamic metropolitan areas that attract highly educated workers, has a higher proportion of non-college people and especially non-college whites. You see what he's getting to. He wants to eliminate states like Montana, the Dakotas, from having two senators, and thus disrupt the power balance. Power would go to the elite, the metropolitan areas, just like we see now. But of course now what we see is we see city centers with all the power, San Francisco and California, Sacramento and Los Angeles, that's it. 85% of the rest of the state goes without representation in California. What about New York, where Manhattan dominates? What about Virginia? What about Oregon? What about all the other states that have no representation for the rural areas? I think I like the federal model best, don't you? A Republican form of government? Because what he wants is a democracy. They want a dictatorship, which is exactly what we have here in California. That's not good for the nation, folks. It's a dictatorship. And we are in the fight for our lives here in California because we have a dictatorship. That's why we're doing New California. And visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.